Children seem to be born knowing music is a source of joy. What most of them later discover is that piano lessons have nothing whatsoever to do with joy. Novelist Jane Hamilton remembers how she learned this painful lesson.
Once I was 12 years old, my piano teacher was going on a trip for 6 months at Christmas, and in September she asked all of her students to prepare a piece on our own for the December recital as a parting gift to her. Mrs. J was raised in Vienna, could trace her piano teaching lineage back to Beethoven. Beethoven, she said, taught Czerny, who taught Liszt, who taught Miss Lemon, who taught me, and I am teaching you. There was a Beethoven piece in the classical piano book that my talented and disciplined older sister had once played, and I figured, looking over the first part, that it was something that I too could play, even without instruction. It's the one that goes, as I worked my way through the pages, though, I realized that there was a design to the piece, that it started out simply, but that each variation became more intricate. And so the second. It was as if the composition unfolded with a diabolical intention, that the spirit of Beethoven and all those who came after him had somehow been intercalated into the long runs, the changing key signatures, the incidentals. The difficulty of the piece didn't actually matter, though, because I knew that I was not going to have to go to the recital. Therefore, I did not need to practice. I was a sunny child who believed that a little goodwill and hope could get a person where she wanted to go. Although we did not have that beautiful and necessary word in our everyday life yet, denial, I was already fully practiced in the concept. I was quite sure that, first of all, my mother would not permit me to go to the recital if I didn't have the piece learned. Second, if she did have some kind of lapse and meant for me to go, I would quickly become irrevocably ill. Limbs could be broken, I thought, as far as death, to the lovely three-quarter-size casket, white with gold trim, that I would lie in a taffeta dress. My piano teacher would be very sad that I died before the recital, and in her memory my playing would become more and more proficient until, years away, she would remember me as her best student. It was the first time that I understood that death was not necessarily a negative proposition for the goner. Somehow or other, however, on a dark December Sunday afternoon, I found myself in Mrs. J's living room, waiting to play my surprise recital piece, the one I hadn't practiced in weeks. I determined in my straight-backed chair that the best course of action was to play the first page, which was manageable, and then skip all the variations, streamlining the piece, editing, perhaps what Beethoven had intended all along. Yes, I would play the first page and then skip to the final two measures of the last brutal variation for a thrillingly brief finale. What I had failed to take into account, though, was the person of Mrs. J herself, that steely temperament that had been forged in Europe in a time of hardship. I had not planned for her to stand behind me with such erectness, breathing but softly down my neck as she readied herself to turn the pages. When I tried to explain that I wasn't going to play the whole thing, she said in her descendant of Beethoven way, "You will play the entire piece." Under ordinary circumstances, the sonata comes off in 8 minutes, not the 46.5 minutes it took me. Do 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 do. Why Mrs. J didn't stop me is still a puzzlement, but this was a different era, a time when adults felt freer to let children fail. Afterwards, in Mrs. J's dining room, I noted that not one person would meet my eye, and I wondered at the prospect of going through life without ever being spoken to again, with all my ex-friends and ex-relations looking just past my ear as they pretended to listen to my requests for a crust of bread, a drop of water. And I determined right there that I would never play music in public again, that it would be safer at all costs to find an enterprise that allowed a person watchfulness and the bliss of silence. Oh, but had I practiced, what would I know of the sublime if only I had practiced?
Jane Hamilton's novels The Book of Ruth and A Map of the World were both Oprah selections. Her most recent novel is Disobedience.